Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
I saw that little twinkle in your eye, Jerry, when Jerry Berg, who just did the lead-in to the show, was talking about you really can feel and function. That's better. Right. We added that. I just want you to know.
I noticed. He still says, though, body and brain.
Well,
as though those were two separate things.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like, you know, body and arms. The brain is part of the body.
Yes, but
whatever.
It's just one of those things. I may get around to changing that.
But
don't hold your breath. But the bottom line is, that is something that is so very, very true. That's one of the reasons why, folks, you ought to really seriously consider becoming a member, a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic. It's because our patients, our patients are the ones that keep saying voluntarily that they are feeling and functioning. Usually they just say feeling because that's just the natural thing to do.
Yes, it is.
And you always correct me. You always correct anybody.
Well, but we do have people who actually come in talking about function. We have that the one fellow who talks about how much faster his fastball is now. People talk about how much further they hit golf balls. We have people who talk about how much faster they can run.
Oh, yes.
And how much more they can lift and how they, you know, no longer fatigue easily.
Yes.
People who talk about that the romantic life is back and the relationship is better. You know, and those are functional. These are functional things.
That's right.
So
anyway, I just thought I would make a special point of that, that it's not us, but we try to now say feel and function better this next year than you felt or functioned this last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Recently, we had somebody say 30 years ago.
That's right.
That they're feeling better now. And it is so very true. And also, I've been reminded, actually, or told by our board op that somebody called in and they wanted the number for Dr. Dan Nelson because I think, I'm assuming they've got a rotator cuff problem, too. We took a call about a half hour ago about a rotator cuff. I shared I've had four surgeries on my right shoulder, and I'm so glad I ran into Dan because none of those four surgeries did Bo Diddley for me. And anyway, Dr. Dan Nelson is with Pro Ortho. You hear him often interviewed here because he deals with all kinds of pain, not just stem cell therapy, not just shots, not just this or that, all kinds of things. And so if you're struggling, here's his number, Dr. Dan Nelson. You can call his office at 425-823-4000. I should have given that earlier when we were talking about him. So my bad. 425-823-4000. If you're in pain of any kind, he's the guy to do the diagnostics. No question about it. 425-823-4000. All right. Let's go back to the car. Oh, let's go to somebody in their car. Okay, John, you're in your car wherever you are. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. And I have actually two questions. A follow-up to a previous caller about testosterone. And topical or oral, which is better? and then I'll get to my question about my wife and her snoring.
Never, ever, ever use oral testosterone. It triggers liver tumors, adenomas of the liver. So,
well, there's other, lots of other reasons too, isn't there?
Yeah, but it is not a safe way to use testosterone. You were never designed to eat sex hormones of any kind. No woman should ever take an oral estrogen. No man should ever take an oral testosterone. Okay. Our bodies are just not designed for that route. What happens is when you swallow it, it is absorbed from the gut very quickly, and you pound your liver with a full day's testosterone or estrogen load over about a 15 or 20 minute period. And the liver is not able to process it that quickly. So you end up with all sorts of abnormal metabolisms of it. Now, the other form that is normally used is injections. And that gives usually a very high dose for several days, and then your doses drop down through the normal range, and then when they get too low, you normally get a second shot. The problem there is that prolonged period of elevated levels almost always causes testicular atrophy. Your testicles will shrivel up and essentially go away. So I don't really like that. Most men were born with a pair. They want to die with a pair. The urologists consider that just a normal given, and they don't worry about it. And I guess from a reproductive standpoint, unless you're planning more children, it's okay. But psychologically, most men just want to keep their testicles. I like the transdermal. I like it applied in the morning. You wear it during the day, and then you wash it off at night. When you wash it off, your levels drop quite quickly. The metabolic half-life of testosterone is about 75 minutes. So an hour and 15 minutes after you shower, half of it's out of your system. Okay, an hour and 15 minutes after that, half of that's out of your system. So we find out very quickly why your own testicles get to work through most of the night to make as much as they will work. And then you supplement it again the next morning. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yes, it did. And thank you very much. Like I said, it was a follow-up to the earlier testosterone question.
Sure.
My reason for calling is my wife has had a snoring problem for years. She's been on a CPAP, and it's no longer really working for her. And so we've been hearing commercials about an implant called Aspire, and I haven't done a lot of research on it, but I, listening to you, I'm assuming you have an opinion.
For some people, it's quite effective. What you need, though, is somebody that is very familiar with the reasons that this one individual is snoring. So what I am normally doing, if we get people that are having apnea at night, we send them off to a Dr. Sunil Umat over at the Allegra Clinic Northwest Face.
And obviously, Dr. Sunil Umat is the husband of our very own Dr. Samira Umat.
Right. So full disclosure, you know, this is the hubby of one of our doctors. So we have an obvious bias in this matter.
But he clearly is a regional expert and highly respected.
Yes, he is.
We thank the world of him.
And several of our own staff have used him for
a variety of
ENT issues.
Yeah.
So, but what he does is he goes ahead and uses scopes. He goes up through the nose and down through the throat and tries to figure out exactly what's causing the issue. You know, once you know why this person is developing apnea, then you've got a better chance of treating it efficiently. So this fits into my long-standing belief is that first diagnosis, then therapy. And the Inspire is one therapeutic modality, but first you need a really detailed diagnosis to find out if the Inspire is appropriate or not. For the right people, it's a great device.
And let me just jump in here, John, and tell you that the phone number for Northwest Face is 206 525 206-525-2525. That's 206-525-2525. And their main office is in Kirkland. I think they have one in Seattle, too.
Yeah, they do.
In Seattle, too. But this number will get you to either clinic, 206-525-2525. And if you want to check them out online ahead of time, nwface.com.
Well, my wife actually went to them about 5 years ago, and okay. What the doctor recommended was surgery to remove part of the back of her tongue, which they said was bigger than it should be for her oral cavity, which kind of struck her and I both as kind of odd as to how to solve that.
Well, except that some people do get hypertrophy back there, and sometimes it's the tongue, sometimes it's the upper airway. But, you know, when you say surgery, this is usually a radiotherapy. They've basically got a little wand that they pass down there that puts out a electrical cutting current, and they just kind of shave off the areas that are not necessary, the areas that are starting to obstruct. But if she's getting worse and the CPAP is no longer working, you know,
yeah.
Tells me you're going to need to do something more aggressive than CPAP. And so you probably are looking at surgery, or, you know, if Inspire is appropriate for her, that would be a simpler method too.
Well, can you explain a little bit about the Inspire and what it does?
Yes, I can. It's basically a mechanical device that holds things open. You know, how do we explain this?
I've been trying to find detailed information on it, and you know, I read the articles, but I come away confused as far as
yes.
What it is they're implanting and how it's supposed to function.
Yeah, and you know, I've never placed one, and I have no idea exactly how to place them either. So, I do know it's a mechanical device that's actually an external switch that you can push that activates it, that causes it to kind of expand the matrix and gives you a artificially held open airway. How you hold it in place, I don't know.
Okay. The commercials don't explain anything, and you know, the information I found is a little less thorough.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Well, and I agree, and unfortunately it's outside of my field of expertise too. You remember, I'm the guy who treats the normal but undesired changes of aging. Okay. My knowledge about a lot of stuff, I know a tiny, tiny bit about a whole lot of stuff. But when we get beyond my tiny bit, I have to refer you to experts.
So okay, there you go, John. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And with that, let's grab another call. Let's go to Rochester and talk with Tim. Hello, Tim.
Good morning. The subject of hormone or medicine has become very political, highlighted by COVID, of course. But in the area of hormones, I can buy estriol and I can buy progesterone over the counter, but you can't do the thing similarly when it comes to testosterone. In fact, it's, you know, highly, highly regulated. And,
yep.
I mean, the closest I guess you could do is buy DHEA and pregnenolone.
But you don't know which your body's going to turn that into, so yes.
The thing that I was kind of investigating is what's called a selective androgen receptor modulator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've probably investigated those yourself, Doctor.
Yep, I have.
And I was just wondering, because the thing that kind of intrigued me about it is that as opposed to testosterone, there's a what's purported in this one that I was looking at called Ligandrol. It has a 500-to-1 ratio as far as anabolic to androgenicity, as opposed to testosterone, which is 2-to-1. And so it seems to me that it would be something that would be more desirable if you're trying to build muscle than testosterone to negate the effects of the on the prostate and so forth, and also the aromatization of.
Okay.
And so I was just wondering your thoughts on it. And then I had one other question in regards to that, and this has to do with all androgens or testosterone type of things. What is it about that biochemically that makes our bodies produce less high-density lipoproteins and increase triglycerides? It would seem to me that, at least from a triglyceride standpoint, that they would go down because you're increasing your body, your muscle mass.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to keep from getting too deep in the weeds from the biochemistry.
We're already there. We're deep, deep.
But let me start with why I don't like the synthetic androgen modulators. And that's because the human body is designed to function at its best with certain chemicals. And these are the ones that it made when you were 18, 20, 25 years old. And any time we start substituting other things for what the body is supposed to function with, we're asking for all sorts of abnormal metabolism. Let me give you an example. Okay, we used to think that testosterone was the reason that the prostate enlarged. That actually has never made sense, because as men age, their testosterone is getting lower and lower, and their prostates are getting bigger and bigger. And so as the average testosterone level gets lower, prostate size gets bigger, how on earth do you think it's the testosterone making the prostate enlarge? All right. The reality is, we now know that the primary trigger for that prostate enlargement is declining progesterone levels in aging men. Young men make a lot of progesterone. Okay, progesterone affects the estrogen alpha receptor at 127 different sites on its genome and alters the way that the alpha receptor works in the prostate. So in the presence of good progesterone levels, the alpha estrogen receptor does not cause prostates to enlarge. As the estrogen levels stay relatively stable, but the progesterone levels fall in aging men, the function of the alpha receptor changes, and it now stimulates the growth of the epithelial cells in the prostate. And so prostatic hypertrophy is more a function of low progesterone than it is high testosterone, because testosterone is not high in old men with big prostates. So, testosterone metabolism in men is incredibly important. Testosterone and dehydrotestosterone are important for mood. They prevent depression. They provide drive, ambition, self-confidence, stress tolerance. So these are very important brain hormones. And substituting other hormones for them is just not a good idea. Unfortunately, the music says, I'm out of time.
Yeah, well, just for a moment.
Okay,
or two.
But we'll be back in just a
few. Do you want to continue on?
Yeah, I'll continue this for just a little bit more.
Okay, hang on there, Tim. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get right back to you when we come back from the break. But we're way past due, and we've got to do it right now, and we'll be back. Okay, welcome back. It's 21 minutes past the hour, and we have Tim online. We put you on hold. Tim, have we got you back?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay,
there was one thing. Dr. Mixon was going on about what the natural substances are for. And, of course, your clinic is great for measuring, and that's what you want to do. Because, like you said about the pregnenolone and the dehydroepiandrosterone, you don't know what it metabolizes to, and so you want to measure. I understand that, and that's totally wonderful thing, and you can't get that at any medical doctor because they don't know what generally you're going to do or what it is.
Yep.
But one of the things that I listened to this person that goes that filters through all the research that is done, mm-hmm. and it talking about these SARMs. One of the things that they're doing experimentation on it, and a couple of things that were brought up earlier in the program, this osteopenia and cognitive function decline. Those are two things, and also too the mood is the things that these things help. I guess pretty significantly without a lot of the dangerous side effects of
if you don't have the conversion to the estradiol, and because most of a man's estrogen is made from testosterone. And so you need the testosterone, you need aromatase to convert testosterone to estradiol, because the estradiol is what keeps you from dissolving your bone too fast. And so if you don't have enough estrogen, you get osteopenia and osteoporosis, not because you're not making bone, but because you're dissolving it too fast. Estrogen is also a very potent brain hormone. It's a neurotransmitter, and it's important for verbal abilities and for some memory processing and for some mood changes. So we need testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, pregnenolone, dehydroepiandrosterone. As people age, our thyroid levels tend to decline, so our metabolism slows down, so we shift our metabolism more towards fat. Our insulin levels tend to rise, and so we develop insulin resistance, which dramatically increases fat production. Unfortunately, that fat increases estrogen production, and so we get too much estrogen in overweight men and not enough in lean men. So what you've got to do is what we do. We measure all of the primary and secondary hormones, and our goal is to recreate as closely as humanly possible the optimal levels found in a 25 to 30-year-old. And any time you deviate from that, any time you start substituting chemicals that your body is not designed to function with, you're asking for trouble because you're altering the natural metabolism.
And with that, Tim, thank you so much for the call. You brought up some really good stuff here.
Yeah, let me point one more thing, though. That is, if your goal is simply to make sheer muscle mass, and you want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is a chemically induced creature, not a normal human being, those sorts of testosterone analogs that he's discussing are great. But if your goal is to be a healthy human being rather than an Arnold Schwarzenegger, then you stay away from them.
That's right. That's right. And again, thanks, Tim. This is, again, just one more illustration. I keep saying that today because it's so very true. This is what we do. Jerry, this is what we do at Longevity, and this is what your typical primary care physician does not do.
No.
And so this is why we make available the free health analysis appointments, and we admit they're a little bit sparse right now because we've just been so busy. So many people want the free health analysis appointment.
Sure.
They filled up. We've only got, I think, when we started the day, we only had 27 appointments for the entire month of September left.
Between the three clinics.
Between the three clinics. In fact, none in Tacoma. But there are 12 in Kirkland and 15 in Linwood. And okay, that's not many, but they're there. At least they were an hour ago. There's still some there, I'm quite sure. So you need to go. And in those free health analysis appointments, you get the two free tests. You get a blood test and you get the special in-body test. And together with that, at least you'll get some basic understanding for what some of your basic health risks are. And then also, we're offering you a choice. You can have also as an incentive $100 of longevity supplements or our two fitness books, which we have written, the two fitness books and the fitness bands, real quality fitness bands, so that you can do your workout and stuff right at home. So it's your choice, the $100 of supplements or the two fitness books and the fitness bands, just for making a free health analysis appointment. So go and grab one. They're available now at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. You just push the button in the middle of the page to schedule, and you can schedule right there and then. I hope you'll do it. I really do. Those appointments that are available are almost all of them in that last week or so of this month of September. Okay? Okay. Let us go to Tacoma and talk to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi there. So my 87-year-old father went into the doctor because he had problems urination. And he, well, 10 years ago, he had surgery on his in his bladder. He had like a mushroom thing growing in there, and it was kind of blocking the exit for urination. And he, so he went in, he thought maybe that thing grew back. And so, problems urinating for 87-year-old. They were thinking, well, you know, maybe it's prostate or whatever.
Sure.
But he said, could you check and see if that thing grew back? So they put a camera up there, and all along his urethra, it's got like cauliflower and stuff. And they had the three doctors, different doctors, look at it. They said they didn't see, they've never seen that many in the urethra like that. And they think 95% it's probably cancer. Mm-hmm. And so they have a doctor, or they have a surgery thing that he, and it says transurethral resection of the urethra and bladder. So they're talking about, like, you know, my dad said that, well, maybe just take it all out and I'll just have a bag or something. And my question is if they go in and just scrape it all out and it's cancer, won't that make it spread?
Won't make it spread, but it won't. It will not prevent it spread. I mean, this sounds like he probably, and once more, you know, I'm the guy on the radio. I haven't seen his pathology reports. I haven't seen his studies. And you're in an area that is outside my field of expertise. So with all of those, you know, all of those disclaimers, you know, if you've got a bladder malignancy and it has seeded all up and down the length of the urethra, yeah, he's in real trouble. And whether they're going to be able to resect it deeply enough to get rid of everything, it's problematical. You know, they won't really know until they at least get a biopsy sample, till they get part of the tumor and they can look at it and do the genomic studies on it and tell you exactly what the spread risk is and how deeply it is already invaded. Until they get there, they probably won't be able to get enough information to give him a prognosis and tell him what his long-term chances are. I can't predict, but from what you're describing, I'm pretty concerned about your pop. I think he has a high likelihood of being in real trouble here. Will it help to do a cystotomy and just remove the bladder, the penis, the urethra, the whole shooting match? It might, depending on the tumor. Some of these tumors spread systemically. Some of these spread outside of the bladder and into the pelvis and so on, and into the bones, in which case we've got a whole different issue. Others tend to be spread by direct extension, and they just grow, and they just grow deeper and deeper. In which case, how deep has it gone, and can you get it all? Too many unknowns at this point. I can't give you a lot of guidance. All I can say is pick the absolute best urological team you can. Trust them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So is there a test that they can do to tell if it's like in his bones or have spread of other places?
There are studies they can do that will give a good indication, yeah. There are radionucleotide studies that isotopes that are picked up by fast-growing tumor that will tell you about some of the bony lesions. There are MRIs and positron emission scanners, and putting those two together will often give you a very good picture of what things have or have not spread. So yeah, there are some imaging studies that can be done to give the guys a pretty good idea. The problem we've got with tumors, with cancers, is that spread begins with one cell. You know, you've got a cell that gets into the lymphatic system or into the bloodstream, and it goes and it settles somewhere else and starts to grow. And it starts as one cell. There's no way to pick up one cell. It has to get a certain size before there's enough of it that we can pick it up. So often what you'll do is you do your initial studies and you say, oh, everything looks great. It's clean. We see no signs of spread. And a couple of years later, we find out we were wrong and it has spread.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, we appreciate your call. Good luck with your dad there. Nice of you to take such an interest in him. Blessings to you and your dad. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sarah in Snohomish about MS. She has a question about MS. And then Betty from Shoreline has a question about Baker's cyst. So lots of things going on. You could be next. Really, you could be. If you've got a question, we've got two lines open right now. Call us at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. 2020. Okay, welcome back. 24 minutes before the hour, so we've got some time for some more calls. Let's start off. No, I tell you what I am going to do. I just realized we haven't said anything about Bellamedica today. Well, what am I thinking? Even though Dr. Umat is not here this morning, she's got her show this afternoon, and there's no way she's getting out of that one.
All right.
So from 1 to 2 o'clock today, Beautiful You is right here on this station. Beautiful You with Dr. Samira Umat. And I know we've got somebody calling in this afternoon who's a patient at Bellamedica, but it's actually pretty exciting. Bellamedica has been around for 15, 16 years, but we literally for probably 14 years would only mention it on the air like once a year. I mean, we hardly ever talked about it.
Yeah, well, since I just, borrowed best part of $1 million for new equipment, we're going to talk about it a lot more I can pay the bills.
That's right. So, that's right. But those four, Bellamedica is the sponsor officially of Beautiful You with Dr. Umat. And again, that's today and every Saturday right here on KTTH from 1 to 2. But you're right. Those four machines. Let's just take a couple of minutes and explain. I mean, we've been doing things, very exciting things for 15 years, but these four new machines are just amazing.
Actually, we've now got five important devices and a procedure that for hair restoration.
That's right.
So, Bellamedica does 50% of the women by age 50 are getting thinning hair. Yeah, they're not bald, but their hair is getting thinner, and most of them don't like it. That we can fix. So, appointments at Bellamedica for hair restoration is a great idea, especially for men and women. Younger you are, the better result we'll get. But, we get good results in the vast majority of people. Second idea is the fractional lasers, an IPL, and the PicoSure, a laser that fires at 1/1,000,000,000th of a second so that you don't even have time to heat the tissues, is really great for pigmented lesions, for brown spots, age spots, tattoo removal, anything that is not a smooth, pretty, beautiful skin that you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
We have a laser designed to make it go away. And in the past, people that either have a suntan here in the summer or have naturally darker skin have been a problem to treat. With the new PicoSure machine, we don't have that issue. We can treat darker skin people beautifully and get rid of the lesions they don't want.
I remember I was told that I couldn't have things done. This was in the past because I spend a lot of time in the sun.
And we couldn't treat you in the summer because the melanin enhancement from your sun exposure would have resulted in injuries and burns that we didn't want. But the new machines go right past that, so we don't have to worry about it. And so, you know, if you're Hispanic or Asian or Mediterranean or mixed race and your skin is darker, in the past, that's been an issue. We can now treat these far more effectively. We've got machines that actually can do reduction of your waistline or your thighs.
Body contouring.
Body contouring. We can really shrink down love handles or saggy tummies.
This really is not a weight loss procedure. No. If you're obese, this is not...
You're not going to notice it, right, if you're obese. That's on the right. Other hand, if you're getting fairly close, but you just can't get rid of that last little bit, this is a very nice way to handle it.
The Dr. Umat calls it the muffin top or the love handles, you know, yes, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Very, very effective.
Yeah. Well, and also near the bra straps and stuff, some people get bulges there they can't seem to get rid of, or their thighs are too thick in areas, or their tush needs to be reshaped a bit. So all of that can be done. We've got a device that shrinks skin, so that if you're one of these ladies that has had a couple of children and you're lean, but the skin just sags, it's just loose and flabby, mm-hmm, we can actually tighten that skin up again.
Very exciting.
Yeah, which is really kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, women have often had vaginal laxity. The vagina gets loose from those children, and that can even be snugged up. We have a device designed specifically for snugging up the vagina again, which is, you know, one of those things that helps with relationships. We've got, see, what else are... What else do we just get?
Just some really good procedures.
Yeah. Well, about 40% of the women that have gotten tattoos now,
yeah,
are regretting their tattoos.
Yeah, I think 40% by age 40, want them gone.
Yeah. And, you know, you put them on at 18, they seem like a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it turns out your current spouse is not named Joe. And, you know, and,
well, this is both men and women, however.
That's
so
right.
There you go.
And that butterfly that was so beautiful when you were 22 at 45 is kind of faded and bleh. So, yeah. So butterfly can fly away. We can make these things disappear.
And the nice thing, we were talking on last Saturday's show, Dr. Umat, was about the fact that the beauty of these machines are so sophisticated now. The pain is less. And the time of the procedures is like half of what's, yes, been custom and what's being done in other clinics.
Yeah, and that's why we're putting, yeah, so much money into the fanciest, right, newest technology.
To make it as easy as possible. You really do want to check it out. You can call right now and make appointments for all of these services, many of which have been available for a long time, so you can make appointments. Some of these new things will be available, actual appointments to have them done, starting October 1.
Yep.
So you can call, and the consultations are free. Yep. So it's a really good time to call Bellamedica.
But again, they're already booking up. So
yeah, yeah.
You know, call now to get in early October.
That's right. Here's the toll-free number, 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. You can go to bellamedica.com, even though all of the new equipment has not necessarily been highlighted yet. The website has not been totally updated, even though the website is excellent. Sean Rolls has done just a wonderful job orchestrating that. Bellamedica.com. You'll see videos. You'll see before and afters for various things. And, so you can always go there. But if you want to make an appointment, I would do it right now. I really would, by calling 866-86-YOUNG. You can even do it today or tomorrow. Leave a message, of course, because our clinics are closed. 866-86-YOUNG. And, again, be sure to tune in this afternoon with Dr. Samira Umat for Beautiful You. You really are beautiful, and we want the whole world to know it. So I hope you can tune in. We'll go to another quick break right now and then grab several calls right away. All right? Don't go far. Sarah from Snohomish, you are next. You have a question about MS. Then Betty, Shoreline. A question about a Baker's cyst, and Bill from Max Welton. I'm not sure where that is, but he's got a question about the immune system. Lots of reasons to stick around, and if you want to know where we're going to be from 10 to noon, go to our website, lmclinic.com, push the podcast button at the top right of the page, and it'll list out where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning live. We'll be back. Okay, here we go. 14 minutes before we have to say goodbye here on KTTH. But again, if you want to be with us, you want to call in, you just want to listen, we are on the air for the next 2 hours from 10 to noon as well. Go to our website, lmclinic.com, push the podcast button at the top of the right-hand top of the page, and you'll find out where we are for the next 2 hours. And real quickly, we've had a mention here, people have called in. Yes, we are looking for new staff at Longevity Medical Clinic. In all three of our clinics, by the way, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland, especially in Kirkland, which has been the original clinic, but we need front desk people, we need MAs, you know, medical assistants, and we need a doctor or two. So if you are wanting to be a part of one of the most exciting businesses in America, hands down, you want to be a part of Longevity Medical Clinic, you'll love it. Just simply email us with your information at hr@longevitymedicalclinic.com. hr@longevitymedicalclinic.com. We'd love to have you a part of the family, and we are a family here. You'll love it too. Get in touch with us, hr@longevitymedicalclinic.com. Let's go to Snohomish. And Sarah, we are glad you called, Sarah. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Just a quick question. I have MS, and I've been trying to research new treatments. And I heard about this several years ago, where you do extreme chemotherapy to eradicate the immune system, get stem cells, and then replace your immune system, put the stem cells in so it builds up. You're going to have to do your MMR shots again and all that stuff. But I'm trying to figure out if there's any place in this country that does it, because I'm seeing it in Europe, in Russia. And from what I've seen, I mean, people posting videos and stuff from over there, they're doing pretty well. And so I'm just curious as to your thoughts and if you've heard of that happening here in Washington or in the country at all.
I have not heard about wiping out the immune system and rebuilding it for MS in the United States. You're right. I have read papers from Europe. They seem to be making some pretty good progress and getting pretty good results. I'm not aware of anybody in the U.S. doing it. And part of that is, of course, our regulatory environment is probably the tightest on planet Earth. You have an awful lot you have to jump through hoops to get the federal government to permit you to do anything new. So it's just, they above all do no harm, and the feds often take that to quite an extreme, because MS is doing harm to people. So yes, there are risks for doing new stuff, but the disease itself is a very significant risk. So, but
absolutely.
Really, the people you want to talk to from there, though, would be the folks that are doing the cutting edge research. You might want to write, for instance, to Mayo Clinic. Mayo has got a big division that is doing research on multiple sclerosis. Not sure how much is being done at University of Washington. I'd be surprised if they weren't doing some stuff. I just don't know of anybody over there, but that doesn't mean they're not there. It just means I don't know them. So, you can check locally at UW. But I know Mayo has got several studies undergoing. So
there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Yemidi.
Thank you, Sarah. Let's go to Shoreline. Talk to Betty. Betty, thanks for calling.
Hello, Betty.
Good morning, and thank you for your wonderful service. I listen regularly.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
I have a problem with Baker's cyst, but I also have scoliosis, and I will mention that your relief factor is just wonderful. It keeps my scoliosis. I'm quite comfortable with the relief factor. I have, I'm guessing, maybe a 48-degree curve now. Wear a brace. Anyhow, the Baker's cyst, I have opted not to have aspiration because I understand, well, you just have to have it again.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I've been experiencing stiffness behind my knee and down into my calf some, and it affects my gait and balance.
Yes.
Now, I exercise faithfully 50 years. Stretch exercises and concentrate on the balance. My orthopedic doctor seems to ignore the stiffness aspect and attributes my gait problem to scoliosis. What would you say about this?
Well, I would guess it's a combination.
Baker's cyst, I think that too.
Yeah. Baker's cyst, let me explain this a bit for the audience that doesn't understand what a Baker's cyst is. This is a fluid-filled sac behind the knee where the synovial fluid, the fluid that's supposed to lubricate the knee, has actually kind of pushed out this lining, this synovial lining, and it's formed a big pocket, a cyst behind the knee. If this fills up with a lot of fluid, it gets very uncomfortable when you try to straighten your leg completely or when you try to flex it very far. And one of the more common therapies is simply to use an aspiration where you stick a needle in and you suck out much of the fluid, and that makes the cyst smaller, but it does tend to reaccumulate. However, if you suck out the fluid and then put some cortisone in it, corticosteroid of some sort, that will often cause the cyst to kind of scar down and get smaller. So sometimes aspiration combined with a steroid injection into the cyst may help it to get smaller and not give you so much grief. So that would be one possibility. The other possibility,
I should say that I do not have pain with it.
Just the tightness, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're fortunate. Of course, we don't want you to hurt. But the tightness, the inability to move the leg through a full range of motion is going to alter your gait. And you've got abnormal gait because you've got a significant degree of scoliosis. So that curvature to your spine combined with the lack of range of motion in your knee is going to alter your gait, and that's going to put abnormal stresses on your lower back and on your other leg and on your hip. So I'd say go back to the orthopedist. Tell him that you're willing to have it aspirated, but you would like to have him try putting a corticosteroid into the cyst.
And then
use a knee sleeve, which is basically a wrap that goes around the knee and compresses and holds that tight. And that compression sleeve will often help prevent the cyst from reforming because the pressure won't let it form as well.
Okay.
Very good.
So I'd do a
triple threat. I'd aspirate the fluid. I'd instill a corticosteroid, and I'd put on a knee sleeve to keep some pressure on there. And see if that helps.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Worth a try.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Betty.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Boy, let's go to Bill from Max Welton. Bill, we've only got just 2-3 minutes, but let's see what we can do.
Okay. Hi, this is Bill in Max Welton. That's on Woodby Island.
Oh, terrific.
About the gal that had
that had MS. I listen to Dr. Neil Rorden and everything I can. He's the guy in Panama that does umbilical cord stem cells.
Yes, I know Neil.
He's had several cases where he's gotten, especially the football coach in Texas, high school football coach, of eradicating MS with his stem cells. But to go on to my question or my theory, I'd like you to confirm my theory on my immune system. 9 years ago, you know, I haven't really been sick at all.
Good.
And that was when I joined your clinic.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My theory is that you take extensive blood tests, balance my hormones, my triglycerides, my everything else, and put me in the green zone, and my body's getting everything it needs. Therefore, I believe my immune system is really tip-top. And I think with this virus is going around, that's really important. I believe that your clinic gives me everything I need. Therefore, my immune system is really tip-top, and I don't get sick. I haven't been sick in 9 years. What do you think?
Well, I think you're describing exactly what we're trying to do. You know, we have a lot of people who come into us with autoimmune processes of one sort or another. And while we are not treating autoimmune disease per se, most of them, once we tune up the total body and allow their own immune response to be healthier, get significant improvement in their symptoms, and they feel and function better. And, you know, you're right. Working muscle produces more than 100 different growth factors, anti-inflammatory factors, and it alters the way your immune response is working. Decreasing visceral fat alters the way your immune response works. It decreases the inflammatory reactions. So
I'm in real good shape, and I have a small farm I work on all the time, and my muscular development is really good. I feel really good. I got a guy to join your clinic a year and a half ago, and he's physically, you know, and he works hard too. And a year and a half, he said he hasn't been sick either.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the goal.
It's got to be your system, that your body's getting everything it needs.
Well, and that is the goal. I tell people our job is to make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier. And now we are getting more and more indication that we're going to help you live longer and healthier. So,
and Bill, thank you so much. Any chance I can capture some of the things you just said and use that? Would you give me your permission to be able to do that? That was very, very helpful. Thank you. Oh, I lost Bill. That's okay. But those are the testimonials. I don't know Bill, but he had some incredible things to say about Longevity Medical Clinic. So this is very exciting. Folks, if you want one of the free health analysis appointments, I don't know what else you need to hear. I mean, there's nothing more I can say. Bill said it. Grab a free health analysis appointment. There's about 20 or so left is all we have at the end. You make your own appointment at lmclinic.com.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter and make our community and our country stronger. So make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. Know the candidates. And vote fire on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org for registration and election information. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.